Once again to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to an hour of choral music presented by one of the top ensembles in the country. This visit is called An Excursion with the Singers, Minnesota Choral Artists. Founded in 2004, the Singers have been dedicated to giving world-class performances of the finest choral music. They have premiered over 70 works by composers such as Stephen Paulus, Abby Patinas, Craig Carnahan, and Timothy Takash. Their latest CD presents 13 choral gems from the pen of Renee Clausen, choral director at Concordia College, Moorhead, Minnesota. That song of praise that you heard to open up our visit was titled Laudate Dominum, based on Psalm 117. Next are three texts of poet Walt Whitman. Clausen has created a noiseless, patient spider, the quick year sands, meaning how fast life slips away from us, and the last invocation. Three Whitman settings offered by the Singers.
Thank you.
Matthew Culleton, who is founding artistic director and conductor of the Singers from Minnesota, has flawlessly guided his ensemble through three Whitman texts composed by Renee Clausen, one of the two featured composers on this program. A Noiseless, Patient Spider, The Quicksand Years, and The Last Invocation. Next is another well-known text, this time by Robert Frost, The Road Not Taken, extracted from his collage Frostiana, the music of Renee Clausen, explained by the Singers from Minnesota.
Oh.
Tonight, Eternity Alone is the title of the CD of music by Renee Clausen and sung by the magnificent singers, those Minnesota choral artists led by Matthew Culleton. This time you experienced The Road Not Taken with the text by Robert Frost. Hail, rose without thorns, you whom the Heavenly Father elevated in majesty. That is the text we hear that was written for the St. Olaf Choir in 2012. This is Ave Rosa by Renee Clausen, performed by the singers, Minnesota choral artists.
Thank you.
A musical salute to the Virgin Mary, penned by Renee Clausen and sung by one of the most recognizable choral ensembles in America. You heard Ave Rosa. This is an excursion with the Singers, Minnesota choral artists led by Matthew Colleton.
You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com.
We all know that text by William Blake, Tiger, Tiger, Burning Bright. The setting you heard was by Renee Clausen, choral director of the Concordia Choir in Moorhead, Minnesota. And it was Matthew Colleton who guided the Singers, Minnesota choral artists, through that very interesting interpretation. Another very prolific American composer is Morton Lauritsen. In 2010, the Singers released a CD containing 21 selections called Midwinter Songs. First, let's take a listen to a famous text, Sure on This Shining Night, of James Agee. The text has been explored by several worthy composers. Here is what Morton Lauritsen had to say.
Thank you.
A very beautiful and meaningful composition by Morten Lauritsen from Southern California that was Sure on this shining night. Now we have a change of pace with four madrigals on Renaissance texts by Thomas Carew and Ben Jonsson. In this case, the composer uses a consort of flute, bassoon, violin, cello, and tambourine. These lighter pieces are intended as a divertissement, taking as the compositional springboard from the madrigals of the English school, especially those of Thomas Morley. Matthew Culleton leads his singers from Minnesota in these four titles: To One That Desired to Know My Mistress, Slow, Slow, Fresh Fount, To My Mistress, I Burning in Love, and Mediocritic in Love Rejected.
Hallelujah.
Four madrigals with texts by Thomas Carew and Ben Jonson, accompanied by a small instrumental consort composed by Morten Lauritsen, who received the 2007 National Medal of the Arts in the White House ceremony for his radiant choral works combining musical beauty, power, and spiritual depth. We began this program with some sacred music, and we conclude now with some hymnody and these three special arrangements. The first are two, arranged by Matthew Cullerton, with the title To the New Jerusalem, and the very popular What Wondrous Love Is This?
I'm on my journey home to the New Jerusalem.
I'm on my journey home to the New Jerusalem.
So fare thee well, I am going.
Journey home to the New Jerusalem.
So fare thee well.
two very settling hymns of our time arranged by Matthew Culleton, To the New Jerusalem and the meaningful What Wondrous Love Is This? I hope you've received some joy and inspiration from the combination of a masterful choir performing some tremendous choral works by René Clausen and Morten Lauritsen, two of America's respected composers. The singers, Minnesota choral artists, close our concert with a text that helps wrap things up. Please enjoy Jocelyn Hagen's arrangement of Now Our Meeting's Over.
Now, fathers, now.
Concluding our concert, you heard Jocelyn Hagen's arrangement of Now Our Meeting's Over, an American hymn sung by the singers, Minnesota choral artists, conducted by Matthew Culleton. And you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words. You heard works by René Clausen and Morten Lauritsen, performed by the singers, Minnesota choral artists. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again for more outstanding and understandable choral and vocal works. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a choral or vocal concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2016.